702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
22 after 8 o'clock. Adam Gilchrist. The big story internationally has to be the tensions that are rising in the Middle East. Iran's attack on Israel. Will there be a response?
Yeah, that is the question. Certainly, Israel has said there will be. And indeed, the war cabinet minister, Benny Gantz, said they will exact a price for Iran's attack. Iran's attack in the first place was retaliatory for the attack itself on an Iranian embassy or an Iranian diplomatic mission in Damascus in Syria and the death of several Iranian military commanders. So the tit for tat for tit means there'll be a tat and then another. We don't know where it stops, of course, which is why the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said time to step back from the brink. And we know that Israel had help in its Iron Dome defense. The US Air Force, the Royal Air Force, the French, Jordanians, there were others as well involved in shooting down those missiles and drones and ballistic missiles on the edge of space and stopping them reaching their targets in Israel. But they would not join in with Israel on any kind of offensive measure. So how far Benjamin Netanyahu's government takes this, they could lose allies again. We know that Gaza has lost them some allies around the world. We know that if they go too far, then again, Iran won't be the pariah. It'll be two pariahs in this same net. But yeah, what happens next is interesting. Also, just one thought. Iran launched these drones, cruise missiles and ballistic missiles, and they launched the drones first, which took 4 hours to get to their, get to Israeli airspace. They didn't necessarily reach their targets. But that's almost like a tip-off and a warning, rather than just firing the ballistic missiles, which were there in 6 or 7 minutes. So you wonder if maybe this was a measured, look what we can do kind of thing, but we're not going to do it on this occasion. In which case, maybe stepping back from the brink would be the wise thing to do.
There is a view that says not only that, Adam, but that they responded 2 weeks after that April the 1st attack. Yeah. So there was a sense that certainly the CIA and Israeli intelligence knew this kind of attack was coming and they could prepare for it. That ultimately in that neighborhood, it's about saving face. And that's what this exercise was. The trouble is Benjamin Netanyahu has staked his entire political career on fingering Iraq as a serious threat to Israel's security. So how does he not respond now? Let's go down under. Sydney's psycho killer, Adam. This was a shocker.
Yeah, Joel Couchy, who, as we now know, killed 6 people in a knife attack and then himself was shot dead by a woman police officer. Interesting that it was in a Westfield shopping centre. We have Westfield shopping centres here in the UK. If he struck here, would the policewoman have been armed? The answer is almost certainly not. They would have called an armed response unit. But again, you wonder if maybe the death toll could be worse with an unarmed police force. Or maybe the actions of some of the passers-by were extraordinary. That guy at the top of the escalator with the chair or the stool, whatever it was, he was sort of prodding at him, keeping the attacker away. We know a couple of things now as well since his death. Joel Couchy had only just moved to Sydney, and police just in the past few minutes have said that he seems to have been deliberately targeting women. They have drawn that conclusion from his actions. He was definitely after women's lives. We also know two things, that immediately beforehand, before this attack, he had advertised himself as the male model and had been trying to join gun ownership groups on social media through Facebook, etc. Australia has some pretty tough gun laws. Maybe, again, that saved them because he couldn't get hold of a weapon worse than a knife. But tell that to the victims' families. I don't think I could.
Adam, we've heard of hit and run. Eat and run?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Have you? Have you ever just slipped out the back knowing that the bill wasn't quite right, or slipped out the front indeed? Like, in other words, did you eat food in a restaurant that you didn't pay for? So let's cut to Moreno Priaretti and Andrea Stenia. Happy couple, got married in Italy, just down the road from Rome, in a little restaurant in Bovilla Ernica, which sounds lovely, doesn't it? It probably is. They went to the seafood restaurant there and decided they would book it for their wedding. They paid a deposit, a small deposit. And then on the wedding day, all sorts of things were done. The restaurant arranged food, music, flowers, the decorations. Everyone ate and drank and was terribly merry and danced into the night, and they left without paying the bill. Well, you don't necessarily on your wedding night. So the restaurant followed them up the next day, and then the next day, and then the next week. And here we are now, a year on, and they still haven't paid their bill, and the restaurant owner can't find them. They seem to have melted away somewhere in Italy, somewhere beyond. So owing, I have to say, 150,000 rand, more or less. It's that sort of a size bill, which is a hefty old thing to not be able to recoup. The only thing is this Italy. I wonder if the owners, as it were, know people.
Yeah, maybe they give them an offer they can't refuse, Adam. We'll leave it there for this morning's
morning. That would do it.